Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Culture. Wake up to this altar daily first, before you do any other thing, or start interacting with people. As you wake up, switch on your phone and use Turning Point to have a quiet time with God. After receiving the prayers, listen to the teachings through question and answer or inspiring testimonies. Engage whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Then turn to the prayer booklet, also authored by me. Read the day's portion and pray the day's prayers. Guidelines on how to read your entire Bible through in 1 year is in the booklet. TPGF members in all nations, subscribe to the online with a token for subscription or subscription renewal. Send an SMS or a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Tuesday, the ninth day in January 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. You will receive fearful favors this year that will draw tears from your eyes. Hold or raise your 2024 goals or expectation list. Hold them up for prayer. May these goals and expectations become your testimonies. You will give fearful testimonies all throughout this year. Psalm 102 verse 13 says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come." Say that to yourself where you are. Say, "My set time has come." Say it two more times. "My set time has come. My set time has come." Yes, daughters, your set time for a glorious wedding has come. Woman, your set time to conceive and deliver your baby or babies has come. Your set time to build or buy your own dream house. Your set time to buy or change your car. Your set time to travel, to relocate, to secure your green card, your citizenship, your work permit. Your set time for total healings has come, and such other good things that you desire. Say amen. Yesterday, God led us to do some physical prophetic action in rearranging or repositioning seven items around you, which will be seen every day. Go back to listen to yesterday's message if you did not listen or didn't get it well. Certain things to change around you, your window or door blind, your carpet, your chair location, and so on. Have you started changing them or repositioning them? Please do so. It is so prophetic. Now, this is what to do today. Make a list of seven major things you want God to change or reposition for you this year. For yourself, your families, your children, your spouse, your business, or your career. ETC. Major issues. It could be, "God, change my status. Change my location, my house, my accommodation. Change my job. Change my husband's character. Change my wife's character. Change my car. Change my business. Change my career. Change my son or daughter's character. Change my business level, my financial level, my resort level, my clients, my customers. Change my connection." Seven major areas and things you want God to change for you this year. Write them out. Send them to our prayer altar, our global prayer altar in Lagos. I used to say that on Thursdays, Prayer Mountain. Send it as an email. Seven major things you want God to change for you. Send it as an email to our mailbox, which is memo@turningpointtoday.com. The today is double T. In case you didn't get it well, send a chat or an SMS to +234 809 789 4000. Say, "Send me the correct mailbox address to send my memo to for prayer, for global prayer altar." We will print it out for you, envelope it for you, and place it on that our prayer altar, prophesying to it until your miracles happen. Your miracles must happen. Tomorrow, I will tell you one more thing to do about this prophetic action. I prophesy the change or the changes you desire shall come with divine speed. Your testimony shall follow. No one doing this will fail, in Jesus' name. January 9th celebrant, open your hand for prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Blessed is the womb that produced you. You shall live long and live well, in Jesus' name. Say amen. Welcome to the second day of teachings and counseling scriptural, practical, point blank, and applicable to life, answers, and counseling. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy, and my TPGF members. Daddy, I want to know if it is wrong to follow one's passion because I'm in a school studying what I don't like and what I don't know. My passion is in something else. I need your advice. Wow, I like this question. What you just asked now is the foundation for lack of satisfaction, for lack of job satisfaction in many people's lives. It is also the reason for frustrations for so many people. I've said this severally. Let your studies in school, career, business pursuit line up with your passion. Passion drives. Passion is a force. When you do what you are passionate about, you are tireless and you are super innovative and creative. Unfortunately, many people are working outside of their passion. So my son or daughter, please change to your passion. Change to what you have passion for. Even if you have to spend one or two additional years to rewrite your exams, please do so. Listeners, let your job or pursuit in life be in life, in line with your passion or purpose. Next, sir, is it possible to receive this audio message also in French? Because I have some friends that are French speaking, but I cannot transmit the message to them because of language barrier. Wow, my media officers, I hope you are listening to this. Let's work on them. I think there is an app that can translate English to French and some other languages. Listeners that know how, please let us know. Give us advice. I would like for this message to be heard in several other languages across the world. Next, good evening, Daddy, in the Lord, and my wonderful TPGF. Please, Daddy, is it right for someone having sex while fasting? Because my husband is always asking for it when I'm fasting. He insists that I must give him sex, fasting or no fasting. Wow, many people have also been asking this same question. The answer is in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 3 to 5. Listeners, read that passage if you can. Summary of it is this, that husband and wife should not deny one another, except by consent, which means agreement, to give themselves to prayer and fasting. Two truths or three truths here. Husband and wives own each other's bodies. Don't deny each other. Number two, during fasting, abstain from sex. Number three, it should be by agreement. You both have to discuss and agree. Where the problem lies is this. Wives that love fasting and husbands that are not that spiritual. So they say, why fasting all the time? You are denying me. The ideal thing is that both of you should be spiritually compatible. There are wives that I call spirit coco, because they are so religious and so spiritual. It is fasting all the time. They starve their husbands. That's not right. Then there are husbands that are so carnal, so fleshy, sex all the time. No spiritual content in them. That is also wrong. There should be moderation in all we do. Hope husband and wives are listening to me today. Next, my question. I was working as a banker before we got married. My husband stopped me from working and refused me doing any other thing for a living. Now, he doesn't care for me and the children anymore. I have been looking for a good job to be able to cater for myself and my children, but no good job is forthcoming. I'm getting frustrated and I feel like committing suicide. Please help me, sir. I'm a graduate with a master's degree. Wow. I have thought on this many times. Before marriage, the two people going into marriage should discuss everything about their future life, including this aspect. It was wrong to stop work and stop earning income because of marriage. I have said this repeatedly. Wives, don't let any man make you a full-time wife. No, it is setting you up for future punishment. That is what has happened to you now. A degree and a master degree holder are asked not to work. That is wrong. Any husband that does not want his wife to work should open or set her up in a big business and make her the sole owner of the business. What happens if the husband dies? Don't husband dies? What happens if they lose their job? Don't people lose their job? The ultimate, however, as I teach it every day, is for husband and wife to have a family business early in their life and grow it up to a big brand. It will take care of them financially the rest of their lives. I pity you, daughter. You made a very big mistake. Look for another job. By God's grace, you will get one soon. Well, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in our Abuja center. TPGF members and listeners in and around Abuja, be there tomorrow, 12 to 2 p.m. at Living Spring Chapel Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, Abuja. Telephone numbers to engage for direction, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos. TPGF members in and around Lagos, be there on Thursday. Two services will run as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain this year, this week, both in Abuja and Lagos, is feet anointing. Come for feet anointing for divine direction, for speed and dominion. Deuteronomy 33 verse 24 says, let Asher dip his foot in oil. Come for feet anointing for a glorious 2024. Same two services will run simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. TPGF members in all these cities, locate our centers there and attend. Telephone numbers for guidance and help, Dupe, on 0806-478-8392. It shall be live streamed. Join us from all over the world. Finally, don't default in your tithing to God, personal and corporate tithing. Your battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, your vows, your connection to 668 seed, and the 1111 seed we are sowing this month. A lot of people have been doing it, and they are seeing the hand of God. Do as much as God gives you the grace. TPGF members in diaspora, in all nations, use the app there at the PayPal to do your tithing, your seed sowing, and the 1111 seed we are sowing this month. TPGF kit is available, as I announced yesterday. Please get your own kit and put them on all the time. I pray for everybody today. The power of God will rest on you. The glory of God will speak for you. God will hasten your step to your waiting miracle. You will not die. You will not be sick. This is your year. All these prophetic actions we are taking will be manifesting and working for you. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.